FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Two killed, dozens are injured in Solwezi Chingola Road accident. Kabwe Council begins a sewer connection work to end Lukanga Bus Station effluent crisis. And in African news, Tanzanian activists are blocked from Instagram after mobilizing election protests. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Two people died while several others were injured in a tragic road traffic accident that occurred early on Friday in the Mushindamo district along the Solwezi Chingola Road. The fatal crash happened around 0445 hours opposite Kabombomene Primary School and involved a Zongtonga bus belonging to Likili Bus Services and a Scania truck registered under Tanzanian plates. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi confirmed the incident to Kumbon Radio News, saying the bus, which was carrying 64 passengers from Solwezi to Chingola, collided with a rear trailer of a truck that was overtaking improperly. Mr. Chilawi says that preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the truck driver heading towards the Solwezi was improperly overtaking another vehicle at a curve. He narrates that the bus coming from the opposite direction collided with the rear trailer of the truck.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the truck driver heading towards Solwezi was improperly overtaking another vehicle at a curve. The bus, coming from the opposite direction, collided with the rear of the truck. The two fatalities included the bus driver, identified as Anthony Mwamba, aged between 45 and 55 years from Lusaka, and the bus inspector, George Gondwe, aged 43, from Mushtara compound in Solwezi. Five passengers sustained serious injuries, while 32 passengers sustained minor injuries and have been treated and discharged. The truck driver, believed to be a Tanzanian national, escaped unhurt and fled the scene.
The Kawe Municipal Council has commenced works to connect the newly opened Lukanga Bus Station sewer line to the Lukanga Water and Sewerage Company main sewer system in a bid to permanently resolve the persistent effluent problems that have affected the station and surrounding communities. Council Public Relations Officer Peter Sukwa has confirmed the development to Kumbon Radio News, saying the local authority through its engineering department has made a decisive move to link the facility directly to the utility company's main line. According to Mr. Sukwa, the measure is intended to provide a long-term solution that will create a cleaner and more sanitary environment for both bus operators and residents of Lukanga compound.
Therefore, once the works are completed, we expect challenges with regards to influence at Lukanga bus station and the concerns from the operators and the community, which has prompted the council to get to the ground to be the thing of the past. We wish to announce to operators and community of Lukanga compound that the local authority has taken keen interest in the issue and action has been taken to deal with the matter at hand.
A resident of the Nshinso area of Mokushi district, Cyprian Mulenga, has appealed for urgent improvements to the road leading into the community, highlighting the challenges caused by its poor condition. Mr. Mulenga explains that the bad state of the road has made movement difficult for residents and has hindered access to essential services. He adds that the community also faces security concerns due to the absence of a nearby police post. Speaking on behalf of the community, he notes that many crimes go unreported because residents must travel long distances to Mokushi town, where the nearest police station is located. He has since called on the relevant authorities to grade the road and consider establishing a police post to improve safety and service delivery in Nshinso.
So we take on the worry, she goes, Wabi Kako to Mabu, Pantama Motoka, and I have a conclusions. Quite teaching to put that to a four concurring and we are in Tanish Wakuno for the Kashiwakus. So we are in Tanish Wena for the Kashiwakus, so to Ariquata. Let's take a look at Chakutila. I told you, Sakunaka police post. Gozi, Avantu Bale Angala, Nomboko Angala, Kuangala, Kuangala, Pirubudi, Numata, Shile, Potila, Bushiku, so Nakuriko would take what we got. Police post, could you chat to our Foko Kurukushi? So could you I got a good to have a public? To a Sakuriba, CCP, I will be about to one Bela Ko, whenever to one Bela Wino, but to Minamari Port Kuntuari and Kumukushi, Vasasavamkush. You are going to number Nava Satan on this number. Satan, so you think of whoever Sakutila. A would take a while to have a Parika police.
Standing up for the Boy Child Initiative Zambia, SAPSAI's Executive Director, Mildred Chinyanta, says while the focus on the girl child has been vital due to historical violence and discrimination faced by women and girls, it has inadvertently created a perception that boys do not need equal attention and support. She explains that the push for gender equality, though necessary, has often overshadowed the challenges faced by boys. Ms. Chinyanta notes that limited focus on the boy child has left many boys growing up feeling unseen, with their mental health rarely discussed or prioritized. She says that this imbalance has continued to emotional struggles among boys who often lack safe spaces and platforms to express themselves. She has stressed that the one-sided approach to gender activism, especially during the 16 days of activism, has had negative effects on boys.
Over the years, we've seen that the focus on the girl child has been extremely important because girls and women have historically faced higher levels of violence, discrimination, and limited opportunities. And I think that's where the gender equality came from, the SDG number 4-5, where women came together to ensure that they push the gender equality, ensuring that girls and women are given the opportunities, the empowerment that they need in order for them to thrive. And focus somehow has created the perception that boys are already fine or that they do not need the support, and this is where we are right now. As a result, many boys have grown up feeling unseen.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadotela, sikomo, ditubesi, twasanta.